This week's Parshas, Parshas Vayelech, it's also Shabbos Shuva. We are getting ready for Yom Kippur. We're in the midst of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days of repentance. It's a time where of reflection and also a time for, here we just started the new year. We're excited. It's an opportunity to grow and to be able to take a new, fresh look at things. And so the Parsha is actually, it's very interesting. And question like how exactly the themes of the Parsha fit in with the concept of Shuvah, of repentance, of returning. And so what's interesting is that the Rambam, Maimonides, and Hilchos Teshuvah, the laws of repentance, he has certain very interesting themes. And one of the things he talks about is free will. And so, and he specifically keys in on some of the themes of the Parsha. So it's kind of, it's not a coincidence, I believe, that here we have the Parsha Vayelech that leads up and it's part of Shabbos Shuva. And then you have the Rambam tackling the issues. And one of the issues is that Hashem tells Moshe that you're going to pass and that the Jewish people are going to go off the path. They're going to become idol worshippers. They're going to go worship foreign gods. And so the question then becomes, like, so what does that mean? If God's telling Moshe, this is what's going to play, so then the people can always claim and say, hey, why are you giving me a hard time? God said this is going to happen. So where's the free will here? Right? So it's a very interesting question. So the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, he pounds, he emphasizes, he makes it a very big point that one should know that everybody has the power within they have the ability to make decisions, and that no one is telling them what to do, and that they and themselves and nothing else can impact that. Zed davar ikker gadol. It's a major principle. It's principle of everything stands on that. That is that everybody has within their power to choose. That nothing is predestined. It's not like, you know, you're born a certain way and therefore, you know, this is how it's going to be. But rather, the Rambam really strongly emphasizes the fact that even with all these things that God is telling Moshe, that such and such is going to be what it's going to end up happening, the reality is that each individual has the power to make that choice. We are the ones who choose. So when God is talking about that there's going to be this mass movement of people that are going to go away from God, they're going to turn away, they're going to be idol worshippers, they're going to rebel against God. But when it comes down to it, each individual within the klal has the choice to, and can decide for themselves whether they're going to do that or not. And so the reason it's such an important idea for us to understand that this idea that the Rambam says that we need to understand Rishus l'chol adam netuna, im ratzah lahatot atzmo l'derech tova v'liot tzadik harashut miyado. We all each have the choice that we are given, that choice to decide which way we want to go. Do we want to go in the good way? Do we want to go in the proper way? Or do we want to go in the im ratzah lahatot atzmo l'derech ra v'liot rasha harashut miyado? Right, we can choose to go in whichever the good path or the negative or the evil path, and so that's up to us. No one can tell us. No one dictates that to us. So God can give us a prophecy, and this is what's going to be the overall thing that's going to occur. But each individual has that choice. We all have the power to choose. We have the license. Rishut l'chol adam netuna. We have the license. We are the ones who are empowered to make that choice, and no one can make that choice for us. And so when we mess up, it's on us. And when we do well, that's also on us. And so that as we start and as we begin this new year, and we're in this incredible time, because what we're really in a time of the idea that Hashem is close, the idea of anointing or incarnating God as our king, the idea of that is that God is very much in our midst at this point in time. And so it's an opportunity for us to connect to God in ways that we normally might not be able to. And it also gives us an opportunity when we do connect to be able to sense that when we're connecting the things that we didn't do that were proper, we feel it. We understand, we sense that it was wrong, and we should be able to say, okay, I'm dropping that. I'm no longer going to go in that way. And the flip side is I want to become a better person. I want to be more connected. And so the takeaway is that we need to understand that we really have that power to decide. We are the ones who choose A or B, and that we can choose the good path, we can choose the bad path, and that later on, like right now, we have the opportunity to look back and say, you know what? I know I chose that. That's not who I am, and that's not who I want to be, and therefore I can change the ways, and the power is there for me to make that shift and to go down the good path. And hopefully with that, we're able to tap into that power and to be able to then really define, we have the choice to define who we want to be, and going forward, to be able to really make ourselves go down that positive path and make our, you know, build and become greater and greater and more connected. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Again, Gemar Chatima Torah. All the best.